Rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8. Here comes the bull down.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making a Maniacs. That's right. It is time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. And we are fired up on a Friday morning, afternoon, whatever the case is, wherever you're at. And speaking of that, looks like we've got a lot of our newcomers here on the show. Got to welcome in our Australian fan. Wow. How about the Land Down Under hanging out with us right here on the Lunch Hour Show? Now, I know it is early in the morning over there, but, hey, it's never too early to get you some lunch, you know? And we're talking about lunch in a rodeo sense. This is where you can find it right here on Making8.com. So get your rodeo lunch, get your rodeo fix right here. Glad to have everybody here in the chat room with us. Man, we have got a packed house already. And I got to welcome in some of our longtime friends that we haven't seen in a while. We've got Miss Gabby, Miss Lisa here with us on our show. Got to say welcome back. Glad to have y'all here with us today. Man, what a packed house we got. We've got a good lineup here in store for you as well. I will tell you that we are looking to have a guest on our show today, but just like most of you guys know, when you're out on the rodeo circuit, it is hard to take time on a Friday afternoon, especially when you were out riding the night before. So we're hoping we can get him on. I haven't received a message back from him this morning, but we're going to work on it. We've got guys working behind the scenes right now as well. But before we get started, if you guys listened to our show yesterday, you heard us talking about, or you saw the picture link that was posted up here in our chat room on Facebook and on Twitter, of my young daughter, who is striving to be the next Making 8 Lunch Hour Rodeo Show co-host. So, she was so excited and so ready to be a part of the show that she asked Dad if she could be a part of the show today. So, she is here with us in studio, and we're going to put her on the line. Are you ready, Cheyenne? Are you ready to talk to all the Making 8 fans? Yeah? Okay. We're going to put the microphone on her, guys. One, you guys just hang tight and check this out. I've got to welcome in Miss Cheyenne, the youngest member and our newest co-host for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hi, Rodeo fans.
Say, get a grip at Making8.com.
All right. How about that, guys? Our newest co-host hanging out here in the studio with us, the young Miss Cheyenne. Hopefully you had a chance to hear her as we got to adjust her volume levels. She's going to help us multitask. And as a matter of fact, she actually had to go get her computer so she can work on the computer right here just like us. She's got to do what Dad does. She is proud to be a member of the Making 8 team, and we are glad to have her. There's nothing like family, and we are so proud to have her here with us. I think it's great. Young, she's not even 4 years old yet, but she does have a birthday coming up next week, and she's excited. I don't know if you guys can hear her in the background, but she is ready to go. Gonna try to get her to come back over here and sit next to me, and we'll see if we can't talk to her a little bit more. But she's excited. She loves the rodeos, don't you, Cheyenne? Yeah? What's your favorite thing about the rodeos? You like the horses, don't you? She's over here nodding her head. She hasn't figured out that she's actually got to talk about it instead of just nodding her head. But she is great to have here. Man, I'll tell you what, the numbers just keep growing up here in our chat room. But we're fired up here on a Friday, man. Hopefully you guys are planning on getting out to some rodeos. I do know that we've got some great some of our fans are actually out at rodeos this weekend. We did get results. I know that the PRCA has got a lot lot of events coming up, and we're going to talk about those here shortly. But before we do, we're going to take our first break here, fans. Like I said, we got a great show lined up for you today, and want to remind you guys, we're going to go check in before we get into the Rodeo Bull Riding action. We're going to check in with our good buddy Rob Smith and Wrangler, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Macon8.com.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Macon8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Macon 8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Macon8.com. You know what? We've been going with a rodeo theme all weekend long, or all week long, been trying to anyways. You know, we started up this new thing where we're kind of throwing some rodeo terminology at you guys. You know, obviously we've been having these themes kind of going along with the days of the week. Today is Family Friday. That's right. That's what we're calling it right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We want you guys to remember that family is what comes first. You know, and it's so important, even with the rodeo family, you know, that's what we do. We are a rodeo family, but we also have to remember our families. And, you know, just like we took the time and we had our young four-year-old daughter who's really inspiring. She loves what Dad does on the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows right here. And we are just excited. So we're going to call it Family Friday right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So take the time out this weekend to remember your families. Hopefully you'll have a chance to take them out to a rodeo or something and spend that good quality time with them. I promise you, they won't regret it. So, like I said, we are fired up. Now, on Fridays, we just started this last week, we do have our Nashville Reports with the lovely Miss Paige Gregory, so we're looking for her to call us in here just shortly and give us a little rundown on what's going on in the Nashville news. And she's been striking stardom. I mean, this girl is out there. She's broadcasting in Australia, reaching out to those fans, letting them know a little bit about what's going on in the country music and in the rodeo world back here in the USA. And I got to tell you, that's, you know, I commend her for that. I wish we could do what she does on a weekly basis, and she's pretty good at it. We love having her on here and proud to have her part of the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So we'll get her on the line here in just a little bit. Man, lots of rodeos going on this weekend. Lots and lots of rodeos. 4 PBR Touring Pro events are going to be going on this weekend alone. One of them being up in North Dakota. I know that they've got some big-time guys up there. I know that Flint is headed up that way. Should be a really good showdown. It's actually going to be at Chad Berger's place, and he is the producer of this event. Should be good times there. But they've got them going on in Texas, a little bit of everywhere. So good times for the PBR Touring Pro event. It's going to be an opportunity for these guys to really make some money. But there is a lot in the news going on here in the rodeo world. We do know that our good friend Miss Barb is actually out. She was out in Reno for a PRCA event last night, gave us a good rundown of what all took place out there. We're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. But, man, I'm telling you, it is rodeo season right here in Now, if you guys were a part of the show yesterday, if you guys had an opportunity to sit back and listen to what was going on and what we talked about, big news. Big things are happening right here on MakingEight.com, and I mean big things. We're talking about, you know, the opportunity to really make an impact on the sport of rodeo and bull riding, to really reach out to the fans and get them excited about the sport at these events. I'm telling you, it's going to be huge. And if you guys have not seen it, make sure to go over there and check it out. Go back and listen to the archives. I think you'll find it very entertaining. You know, we're putting our passion behind what we're doing here, and we've got some big things in the works. We're going to be announcing them. We've got a lot of things going on this weekend. I will tell you that we are going to be out at the Louisiana High School Finals, so you guys will have an opportunity to follow along with Making Eight as we'll give you some tweet updates and let you know kind of what's going on as far as the future of the sport right here in the great state of Louisiana. So make sure to stay tuned to that. That's going to be a good time there. A lot of things. Like I said, we're working on deals right now. We've got some folks taking a look at what we have, and they're liking it. So we're trying to get everything finalized and get everything worked out, but I can promise you we've got some big news coming your way starting next week. I really think that you're going to like what we have to offer. We're going to make a push. We're going to make a surge to be big. And, you know, we're going to do everything we can to represent rodeo proudly and to make a statement, to get you guys excited about what's going on in the rodeo community. So make sure to stay tuned to it. I really think that you guys will like it. What else is going on? Wow. Just trying to see what's going on. Catch up with everything in the chat room. I see there's an event going on in Cookeville, Tennessee. I know Cookeville pretty well. I lived in the town right next door to it in Sparta. Actually went to middle school there. And, shoot, I think I still even have my yearbook. It's been a number of years ago. But I actually, you know, grew up in Cookeville, Tennessee, spent a lot of time up that way. Did a girl from up there in Cookeville. So, but we're not going to get into that, that's for sure. Anyways, good times up there, and I know it's going to be some good rodeos up that way. Stonewall, Texas, Stonewall, Texas is going to be where they're holding the Touring Pro event in Texas this weekend, and I believe you're right, Miss Gabby. Thanks for posting that out here in our chat room. Going to be a lot of events going on, a lot of events happening here this week. I checked the schedule here, 25 events going on in the PRCA right now, including Reno, which we're going to definitely talk about. Last night, J.W. Harris, 92-point ride, is taking the lead right now in Reno for the Reno Rodeo. Big time right there. That's a good score. Had himself a really good bull. And, of course, we just had J.W. Harris on our show last Friday checking in with us right here and had a good time with him. So hopefully we'll get him back maybe after, you know, maybe after this Reno Rodeo. But, you know, the thing of it is, you know, he's closing the gap on Shane Proctor. And, you know, he right now is sitting in second place. You know, what's that going to do? I mean, I'm telling you, that's, you know, he's definitely closing in. He said that he's right where he wants to be right now, midway through the season, looking for that NFR, you know, a fourth consecutive world championship. And right now, you know, like I said, he is actually tied the record with three. Will he take the lead with four back-to-back world championships? J-Dub is on fire, scoring a 92-point ride last night. Certainly enough to get him out there and take a commanding lead. That 92-point ride is big. They don't hand out 92-point rides to just any lots of big things happening. I'm telling you, we're so fired up about these rodeos, and we cannot wait for what Macon 8 is ready to launch coming your way, because there's so many events going on, and there's so many events that are, you know, need something like what we're about to bring to the rodeo community. It's going to be huge. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. I think you guys are going to see some big things happening, not only with what's happening on our, you know, with our project and with our concept, with our program that we're working on, but we've got a lot of things going on right here on our radio programming. Short Go Radio, really stepping out, making a lot of great things happen for them. We're also looking to add a few different new shows that will be broadcasted right here on Macon8.com. And, you know, this is going to be a cool opportunity for you guys to really sit in and follow along with what's going on around the rodeo community. And not just the rodeos itself, but what's going on with the music industry and how the rodeo community is merging with the rodeo, you know, with the rodeo community. It's just going to be huge. So, anyhow, we're still waiting on our lovely Miss Pace with us and giving us the Nashville report right here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a family Friday afternoon. So looking for her. As soon as we get her on board, we will get things fired up and find out what's going on in the Nashville world. But you betcha, we're here on a Friday. Can't wait for the weekend. Man, I'm so fired up and excited to be back out here. Going to go check out a little rodeo. Watch these young kids, you know, really inspire to be the great, you know, some of the great ones that we, you know, that we follow along with now. This is the future of the sport. We're going to have an opportunity to get a firsthand look at what's happening right here in Louisiana. So I see that Ms. Kat Johnson is promoting out there that there is a PRCA event going on in Connecticut. And I know that's right. You know, I mean, now's an opportunity. Grab your family. Go out there and make the best of it. Enjoy it. So, well, just like we had announced that we do have the lovely Miss Paige Gregory is going to jump on board here. It's time for the Nashville Report with the lovely Miss Paige. Paige, are you with us? Hang on. There you are. What's going on today?
Not much. How are you?
I'm doing great. It sounds like you've been pretty busy this morning, as I know that you've been hanging out with your friends out there in Australia.
Yeah, we've been hanging out with them. We've got some new listeners from you, from Germany and Europe, so it's pretty cool to have them on the show.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got our European bull riders here in the house, and I know that they're just hungry for rodeo and hungry for what's going on in the Western lifestyle a little bit, you know,
yes,
the cowboy lifestyle. And, you know, Australia's certainly bringing it out there. They've got the PR over there right now, you know, getting ready to get their season underway, so big things happening. And so what's going on in the rodeo world? What's going on in the Nashville world?
Yeah, well, Thompson Square, Kid Rock, and Carrie Underwood, they just went platinum, which means they're signifying 1 million single song downloads. And then Justin Bieber did a song with Rascal Flatts called That Should Be Me, and now he's thinking about doing a country album, so we'll see how that turns out. And
wow.
there's been rumors going around that Taylor Swift has a new tattoo, but it's not true. It's actually lyrics from her favorite songs, and it's just body paint, which washes right off. And Keith Urban, he's on tour right now. It's called Get Closer World Tour, and it kicked off June 16th in Biloxi, Mississippi, and Jake Owen opens up for Keith Urban.
Wow.
And George Strait is releasing his 89th single, Here for a Good Time, which I think is pretty cool. And Trace Atkins has a new album coming out August 2nd, and it's called Proud to Be Here. And it's his 10th studio album. And
wow.
You know how last Friday we were talking about Shania Twain?
Right.
She signed a 2-year contract with Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. And she also celebrates record-setting 75 million albums sold.
Wow.
And Reba McEntire is going on a 31-city track tour with Steel Magnolia, Ban Perry, and Eden's Edge.
No kidding. Reba McEntire coming back. Wow, that's really impressive. Now, I know that even Mrs. McEntire is a huge Reba McEntire fan, so that's going to be great news, and really looking forward to that. Well, Paige, thank you very much for checking in with us here on the Nashville Report and giving us a little update. Certainly appreciate it. How are the fans over there responding in Australia? Are they loving it?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, they're loving it. I got some requests, like, every Friday after the show, like, want to know about a certain artist, so like, I try to go find information about them and, like, new music and stuff like that.
Wonderful. That is so great, and I'm happy for you. I really am.
Thank
I'm excited,
you.
And we are so proud to have you here. Yeah, we're
Thank
certainly
you.
So proud to have you right here. That's great. Well, we look forward to checking in with you next Friday as well. Make sure to have yourself a great rodeo weekend. And, hey, don't forget your family. It's Family Friday right here on the Let's
Exactly.
Chat Rodeo Show.
Thanks,
right
God.
On. We'll see you next Friday.
Bye.
Bye. All right, guys, that's your Nashville Report with the lovely Miss Paige Gregory checking in with us here on a Family Friday afternoon. Wow, I'll tell you what, you get somebody like that, it really gets us fired up and excited about what's going on. Now, I will tell you this, we are still working on getting that guest on our show. I'm getting a little nervous because we have not heard from them yet. So we're going to kind of hang tight, sit back. We still got about 10 minutes or so before we get that initial yay or nay, whether or not we're going to have to roll on, and you guys are going to have to sit up here and hear me blab for the next hour or so. But just hang tight. It ain't over until it's over. So we're going to try to hold hopes that we can get this guy on our show. I think you're going to like it. Also want to make it welcome, though. We do have phone lines open. If you guys want to jump on here on a Family Friday afternoon, give us a call. Give us a shout-out. You got something you want to talk about? 646-915-9940. Make sure to give us a buzz. We'd be happy to hear from you. Always nice. We've got some good cowboy logic coming at you, courtesy of Miss Melanie. I think Macon 8 has even got some we're going to throw at you here later on in our show, so make sure to stay tuned. We're going to take another short break here, guys. When we come back, we'll get more into the rodeo bull riding action. It's Family Friday here. I want to remind you guys, go check out Short Go Radio this weekend, Sunday afternoon, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, 5:30 Central Time. You'll find them right there on MakingA.com. Be happy to have them right there, and we'll be in the chat room hanging out with you guys. It's Friday afternoon, guys. Let's get geared up. Let's get ranked. Let's ride some bulls this weekend. It's rodeo time, Family Friday on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Stay tuned.
Running up the trail to the challenge shows for the fields. Brian Corson, and you listen to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Radio Show right here on a family Friday afternoon as we get things fired up for the weekend. And we are only mere hours away from rodeo time, guys. I'm telling you, it's time to get fired up, time to get excited, time to get passionate about what we love the most. And this is the time to take your family that you put first. Hopefully you put a little bit of God down in front of that. You take your family, and then you take your rodeos. And, you know, you put all three of them together, and I'm telling you, you've got a great, great life. And we are proud to be out here and living the rodeo life. I'm telling you, wouldn't have it any other way. And we're spending the summer with friends out here, our rodeo family, but we're doing it as a family. And that's what's so great about this deal. Telling you, big things happening. Now, I also caught word. Did you guys see on the CBRBull.com that they actually, Craig Jackson, now a lot of you guys may or may not know who Craig Jackson actually is. Craig Jackson sings a little bit of hip-hop, rap-type music. A lot of fans may or may not like him, but I know that there are some fans that, and even some riders that like to jam on down the road, you know, kind of get on down that rodeo road, listening to a little bit of Craig Jackson. We actually have one of his songs right here. But I know that Craig Jackson is actually working on cutting himself a rodeo label. So he's actually trying to put himself an album out there right now. You know, you see that so much in the rodeo community. You take a guy like Luke Kaufman, who we just had on air right here. We had him on our show previously. We had an opportunity to talk about him. This guy lives the rodeo life, and that's what he writes about. You take a look at when it started back with Chris LeDoux. Chris LeDoux the same way, you know, and it sort of just follows suit. There's so many really popular, really talented rodeo artists. We've got some that aren't even out there yet. You take a look at our good buddy Matt the Cat Thompson, you know, from up there in the Muscle Shoals, Alabama area. And he's kind of the same way, you know, just he's kind of an unsung, you know, artist that a lot of people don't really know about. But I'll tell you, we're gonna, you know, and they write about the life experiences of being on the road. And so many cowboys do that, you know. You take a look at, we're talking about a PBR superstar. This guy has been on tour back a few years back, Jake McIntyre from right down there in Florida. He actually had the opportunity to play with Luke Kaufman. You talk about a jam of time, that's a time that you want to be there. But you can find that at these rodeos. You spend time outside of the arena. When the rodeo is kind of shut down, as the tractors are getting in the arena, kind of cleaning things up, getting ready for the performance the next night, you'll see a few cowboys over there in the corner, and if you walk by them, you may hear a guitar being brought out, sometimes even a harmonica, you know, and I'll tell you right now, you will not regret that experience being able to hang out with those guys as they're laughing and cutting up with lyrics and, you know, just having a good time writing and singing about life on the road. That's what we've had the opportunity and been fortunate enough to be a part of so many times, and we're hungry for it. That's what we want, you know. That's the lifestyle that we want to live, is to sit around with your buddies after, you know, a rodeo on the back of a pickup truck or on the arena fence, on the buck and shoots, you know, and sit there, just break out a guitar, and everybody just sit back, maybe put back a couple cold ones if that's what you choose to do, you know, but it's all about having a good time and spending time with your families, you know, and we love it. I'm so proud to be a part of this rodeo lifestyle and to be a part of the rodeo community, you know, and then to have such great fans like you guys that are such big supporters. But, you know, sometimes you guys get kind of missed. You miss out on a lot of those experiences. Sure, it's fantastic to go to these events and watch such adrenaline-pumping action that you see at these bull rides or at these rodeos. But a lot of times you guys end up getting kind of shuffled out the door and you don't have that opportunity. Well, I can tell you this, that if you're at a rodeo with Making8.com and you want that opportunity to spin, we will get you that experience. Well, you know, I mean, we can't make things happen, but we can get you close enough to that where you can be a part of it. And that is so important, and we want you guys to have that, because I can tell you right now, once you get a taste of it, you'll never let it go, and you'll be looking for it every chance you get. And that's what it's all about, you know. It's not about getting out there. I mean, you see so much devastation in the world today.
You just don't have an opportunity to see some of these good things. Well, you find it at these rodeos, you know. And just like we're seeing in our chat room right here, the smaller events, the PRCA events, CVR events, some of these other events that, you know, you may overlook because it doesn't say PBR, they will have that there. They're going to have the talent there. I can tell you there's a Touring Bro event coming up over here in Lake Charles at the end of this month. And Macon 8 is looking to be out there. So we're looking to head out that way. I know there's a lot of guys that we haven't seen in some time that are going to be out there, and we are certainly looking forward to getting out there and having some fun. So make sure to stay tuned to that. But not even just the Touring Pro. Touring Pro events, you do get a lot of opportunities to see some of these guys and see what happens outside of the arena. But you'll see just as much of it at PRCA events, and you'll see just as much of it at any other rodeos that you're going to take your time about. Heck, I'll bet you anything, 100-1, we're going to a high school rodeo, the finals here in Louisiana, and we'll see the same thing. It doesn't change. Only the faces do, you know? But you still see the same concept. You still live that same lifestyle being a part of that. And that's why we are so passionate about what we're doing and bringing you guys this excitement. We want you guys to be a part of this. We want to introduce you fans to it and make you realize, hey, you know, it's not just about buying a ticket and going to sit in the seat and see this, you know, heart-pounding, gut-wrenching excitement that you see week in and week out at these rodeos or these bull rides. But it's about what you get a chance to see after the events that make it happen. And we're going to do our best to bring it to you. We really are. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. I'm telling you, with the things that Macon 8 has going on right now, we are about to be busy. And we're about to be busy in a very good way. And hopefully we'll get a chance to be out there in a town near you where you can come hang out with Macon 8. Be a part of the Maniacs. You know, that is so important, is to be a part of the Maniacs. Just like we talked about on our show yesterday, we're not going to get into the details of it because, like I said, we don't want to let on. If you want to go back and listen to the archives, you're more than welcome to kind of catch wind and find out what we're talking about here today. But I'm telling you, it's big, and we've got that plan in motion. The things are turning since I've been, you know, since we've been off air yesterday. In the last 24 hours, some big things have been happening. And I think we're going to make this deal happen. I truly believe that this deal is going to come through. And, you know, if it doesn't come through from a sponsor, that the Macon 8 Maniacs will come together and make this a reality and make this, you know, truly a fan-based project that is going to be out touching everybody, touching lives in the rodeo community. You know, it is exactly what it's about. You know, we've got some of our great fans out here. Miss Denise is getting ready to go hit her first event, her first bull riding ever next month. And I cannot wait to get a response and find out how things turn out, what her impressions are of these events. But I'm telling you, you stick with Macon 8 long enough, you stick with our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows, and we're going to kind of give you an insight of where you need to be and what you need to do to get a real good glimpse and to get what you want out of that event, to be able to get close and personal with your favorites like Luke Kaufman. You know that he's going to be there, and I know that you're so looking forward to being able to hear him break out and play a little bit. It's going to be fun times. I got to say congratulations to you for even stepping out and giving that an opportunity. You're giving rodeo a chance, and we love it. You know, a lot of people turn their backs to it just because of what they may hear out there in the media and because of the dangers of the sport, you know. But I'll tell you what, there's so much more to it. There really is. It'll be a life-touching experience, and I can bet one thing that once you get to your first one, you will go to another one, you know. It's just the way it happens, you know, and to get experience of that cowboy lifestyle. So, anyways, getting back down to it, man, I'm telling you what, it's Friday. We got about 25 minutes left in our show. We're still waiting on our guests to call in. I'm not sure if they're going to make it or not. Man, I'm telling you, we're just kind of borderline. We're pushing that brink. I'm waiting any minute now. So, what we're going to do is we're going to shut down, take another short break here, guys, see if we can't make something happen here. Make sure to stay tuned. We got about 25 minutes left of bull riding rodeo action on a family Friday afternoon right here on the Lunch Hour Radio Show, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Frank Newsom, and you're listening to Making8.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Radio Show right here on a Family Friday afternoon as we get things fired up for the rodeo weekend. And I got to tell you, man, I'm telling you, I can't hardly sit still. We're so fired up and energized about what we're getting ready to do this weekend. Spend the time together with your family. You know, don't just go out to a rodeo. Take your family with you. Go out there and support it, you know. Seeing some great comments coming in here in our chat room during our break, and we're talking about some things. I'm kind of disappointed, though. Kat Johnson, I got to say congratulations that her tie-down roper hero, that she is actually used in her books as her character, is actually the hottest hero of the summer. And I thought that was pretty cool. One of the hottest heroes, anyways, in the top 32. So congratulations to that. She says that she was wondering who she modeled him after, and I was thinking me. I'm not quite sure what the deal is there. I thought for sure that he was based around Making Eight and what we were doing here. But anyhow, it sounds like she's going to actually model it after a guy who could actually swing a rope, and that would be the Shane Hanchy and Cooper boys. So awesome, awesome. Great work. That's talent right there, you know. So anyhow, we're getting back into the Wiener situation, and obviously the announcement was made yesterday that he's going to hang his hat up. Now, where he's going to hang his hat, I don't know. You know, I'm almost afraid to find out because I have a feeling that his career in politics is over. However, you know, when something like that takes place, a lot of times you'll see these guys go into the adult video type industry. I have a feeling that he's probably already received some phone calls on that. So, but yes, that was the question, or the comment did come up about, you know, whether or not I was going to actually post out there the pictures that we had discussed in a recently wager placed between myself and the fans. So, yeah. Going to that, and in answer to that, I've got to tell you that we're concerned because of the negative publicity that a guy like him received. Now, granted, I am no politician, although I may talk like one sometimes, which I can thank my grandfather for that because it kind of runs in the family, because he is a politician, or was a politician before he passed away. So, you know, like I said, but think about it, though. I mean, somebody could get the wrong idea about that, having a picture like that exposed, and it could totally turn heads and produce a negative thought for Making Eight. So, absolutely, though, Shane Proctor is actually naked in his, and he actually talks about that on our Lunch Hour Rodeo show when he called back a few months ago. So if you guys missed that, go back and check that out again. Yeah, we're getting some pretty – wow – man, we're taking our lunch hour shows to a whole new level. It's a good thing I haven't eaten yet because I'm about to lose my lunch after all this conversation. Anyways, 646-915-9940 is the number to call. If you want to jump on here, give us a big shout-out. We want to hear you on a Family Friday afternoon. Make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know you're ready to talk to us. Anyways, we got about 15 minutes left to wrap this show up and get ready for the weekend. Man, I cannot wait. So excited. So excited about what Making Eight is doing, what rodeos out there are doing. So many events going on this weekend. It's time to get out there. I'm telling you, take a little bit, go invest it, spend time with your family, and have some fun. Some of you may say, you know what, we don't have a lot of family that lives near me. Well, you know what, go grab your neighbor. Consider them part of your rodeo family. Say, hey, let's come on down to a rodeo. Have a good time, you know? Call up your buddies. Call up your friends. We're all part of that rodeo family. Call up somebody on Twitter. Call up somebody right here in the chat room. Say, hey, let's go to a rodeo together. You know, I'm telling you right now, if we're in your area, you can bet we'll be out there to go. You know, we love that opportunity to go hang out with each and every one of you. So, I see, you know what, speaking of Family Friday, I just got a text message from my cousin who's just across the border there in Arkansas. And up there in the Razorback country in the sticks, I got to send her a big old shout-out as she's tuning in on our lunch hour shows. Huge supporter of rodeos, huge fan, you know, and the cool thing was is we didn't even know, you know, that each other was so wrapped up in the rodeos. But, you know, she's part of the, she is family. She's flesh and blood family, and such a big supporter that we're going to get to spend some time together this summer. Like I said, I wish we could do it on a family Friday. Unfortunately, that distance still isn't quite there yet, but we are closer. So you can bet we'll be hanging out this summer and having ourselves a good time with our family, and that's what's so important. Yeah, you know what? I'm seeing that we're talking in there, and of course, Miss Melanie is one of our young fans and young Making A supporters. But she, you know, she's young at heart, but she is, or she's young in you know, the physical aspect, but she has got such a big heart. She is so well grown, and of course, our cowboy logic that's been given to you for the last several weeks now have been coming at you courtesy of Miss Melanie. She's a huge supporter of our Cowboy Logic program, and I love it. I think that, you know, to have somebody with, you know, so young, have such a great spirit to be able to give us some great cowboy logic and participate in our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. So we do have some good cowboy logic coming at you here in just a few minutes. You guys can stay tuned to that. Man, wow. So much going on in the rodeo world right now. I was trying to get my cousin to come down here to the Louisiana high school state finals going on. We're not that far away. I think she should make the trip. What do you guys think? I think we should talk her into it. Tell her, hey, she's got to go hang out here. You know, it is Family Friday. We're supporting the families. I really think she should get out here and do that. So I think you guys should help convince her. She's right here listening in on the phone lines right now. So you guys get out there and show her the support. Tell her, hey, get down there and hang out with your cousin on a rodeo weekend. You know, that's what it's all about. Wow. I think I'm starting to finally run out of breath here, guys. You know, I don't know what else to say. Obviously, we did have, you know, our youngest new co-host to the group. We're going to actually get her back on. She's actually running through here. I think she's got a few more words that she's going to mention to you guys. Miss Cheyenne, come on over here and talk to the fans. We got to get you fired up. Come on. They said you did such a great job that they want to have you back on the show again. You want to talk to them? You want to let them know how excited you are about going to a rodeo? Yeah? All right, go tell them. Say, hey, everybody, we're going to a rodeo. You should, too.
We're going to a rodeo.
That's right. We're going to a rodeo. And she is absolutely ecstatic. You know, I think it's the coolest thing in the world to have my little daughter. And she's going to step out of the broadcasting studio right here. But, you know, she loves it. And that's what it's all about, is bringing family into what we're doing around this rodeo. And it doesn't matter how old they are or what they do, they can all take place. When we were doing our video broadcasting, we actually had a lot of times either Mrs. Making Eight or my oldest son, Austin, out there running the video camera. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff that we do right here. It is a family sport. It is, you know, that's where it comes from. Making Eight is based around that. It's based around you fans as well. So, you know, I'm starting to get messages that saying that everybody likes Miss Cheyenne's voice better than they do mine. Well, it's into effect of where we're headed in that road that we're headed down with Making Eight. You know, we've got the potential to be to bring rodeo, one of the newest and most exciting things to hit the rodeo since, well, shoot, probably the PBR, and actually make a statement. However, we're going to be a voice for rodeo and not even have a speaking part. We're not even going to be able to say a word. So that may be a good thing. I know Mrs. Making Eight said she was pretty excited about it, the fact that I wouldn't be talking for a few hours, especially when it comes down to being around the rodeo. So anyways, we got about 10 minutes left in our show here, guys. We've got to give you some cowboy logic. We might actually break down here a little bit early. I've got kids that are begging me to go sit in the pool with them. We're going to go out and have a good time here this weekend. We're going to spend time at a rodeo with our rodeo family, and we're going to enjoy the best or the most of this day. Summer is here. The kids are out of school, and it's time to get out there and find our roots, you know. Get back to that family. You know, we all get wrapped up in things that are going on around us, and sometimes we overlook the most important things, and that's what's right there in front of us. So here's your cowboy logic courtesy of Miss Melanie today. says people with many interests live not only longest, but happiest. And that is so true. And couldn't play more into effect of what's going on here with our Family Friday show. You know, I just think that it's so important, you know, to not overlook those things. And people that have those interests and spend those times, you know, they don't not only live longer, but they live happier. And sometimes you can't put a price tag on happiness. Being with your family and sharing those moments, so not only you can be happy, but they will also have memories that they will never forget. So important. I've also got some more cowboy logic I'm going to throw at you. It was actually posted on Twitter this morning by our good friend, the Good Cowboy. Each day is filled with amazing opportunities. I grab as much as my two arms will hold. And I'm telling you right now, that is where Making Eight is at. You know, we get up every day, although we see some of the things that are going on around us, we're going to work through those negative things that happen. We just, you know, we take a look at the positive things that happen and the opportunities, the amazing opportunities that we get each and every day. And then we take them and we grab as much of them as we can. And that's what it's all about right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Shows. Got to thank everybody for jumping on board here with us. Man, we got a packed house here on our show. So proud to have everybody on board. Got to welcome in our Australian fans that are tuned in on the phone lines or tuned in on our chat room. Got to say a big old shout out to our Eastern Europe bull riders, our European bull riders, as they are out here getting ready to hit the rodeos. Their season is underway as well. And we look forward to hanging out with them. You can find them on Facebook. They've got a great group page. They've also got a website, so you guys can go find them there. Most important, man, I'm telling you, get out and support these other countries. Speaking of other countries, we did talk about Aaron Roy, and I believe, I don't know which tie it was, but there's a gentleman, a cowboy by the name of Ty, that actually tied the record or tied the series last night in that Touring Pro event up there in Alberta, Canada. They will both have a shot at this bull. I believe his name is Slash, to $20,000 tonight. And this money goes towards your Built for Tough Series standings. So you can bet that that's a lot of money to be won out here at this event. They're going to have an opportunity to get into the Built for Tough Series and make it back to the finals. So big things happening out there in the Touring Pro events. Like I said, I'm telling you right now, just off the top of my head, with the three major rodeos going on, we've got CBR's got events, over 25 events going on for the PRCA, and four PBR Touring Pro events going on this weekend. You guys make sure to get out there and go hit you one. You will not regret it. Spend time with your rodeo family as well as your regular family. So until Monday, guys, want to remind you, Short Go Radio coming at you on Sunday. Guys, make sure to tune in, find Make It Eight out there hanging out in the chat room, and stay tuned to the big things that we're about to bring you. Next week's going to be a fantastic one. We have gotten some leads on some huge guests that will be joining us. And I'm not talking about the huge in size-wise. I'm talking about the huge in popularity in the bull riding and rodeo community. Top dogs are going to be stopping by here to hang out with us on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Hopefully you will too. So until then, there, rodeo fans, make sure to get a grip with Making8.com.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. Listen for the call. Turn your radio.
Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing this tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.